Lauren continuing to roll, racking up the wins here right now as the number two guy. It had been a couple weeks for you. How did it feel to get back in there, and what did you like about your performance?
To start, I was felt a little bit rusty. First period, a little bit sloppy in my eyes, but second period, third period, I definitely settled in and felt good.
Once your team got up 3-0, did you expect that maybe there'd be a big push coming from the Red Wings, whether it was your guys sitting back on the lead or them pushing?
Yeah, I think in this league, if you get up early, it doesn't mean much. A lot of teams get up and they have a tendency to sit back and allow their forecheck and for them to buzz in your own zone. So, I think we know that. We have a lot of good characters on this team, and even when we go up, I think we play the right way.
We know momentum in hockey can be such a big thing. How do you carry momentum when you're going, in this case, almost 3 weeks from your last start, which was obviously an excellent one, but it had been a while since you were in a game?
Yeah, you know what? It's just, every day doesn't change. When your starts does change, and of course you want to get in a rhythm and as many games as possible, but as long as you take every day seriously, then the feeling that you have on the ice doesn't really change.
They were clearly pushing in the third, that breakaway. What are you thinking as he's coming down there?
I wasn't thinking much. Didn't really have a lot of time to think. He just came in, and I kind of shaded to one side, gave him one side, but then he went five-hole, kind of caught me off guard, and I was just lucky to get a knee on it.
You remember keep the puck on players, like breakaways or anything like that, or would you think about tendencies? Or
If a guy has a clear tendency, we'll do a little bit of a scouting report, but I don't want to over-anticipate plays.
You've had 10 starts now, Lauren, and you haven't lost in regulation any of them. Do you remember a run like this in your career at any level of hockey?
Probably not to this level, statistically. Aside from maybe junior hockey, I had a run like this maybe in the playoff to start, I think, the first two series of the year that we won. I was on a bit of a roll.
But you would have been playing, though, every few days in that case, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess, yeah. That's the only difference, yeah.
Josh Moore felt rusty right off the bat. What is it like to go in with the numbers you have, go into a game, kind of putting, I don't want to say that, risking to kind of switch up those numbers in a bad performance? How much pressure do you put on yourself kind of going into a game after taking so much time off?
You know what? I've learned to deal with it and look at it in a different light. I try not to look at it from a statistical in a statistical way. I just, like I said before, it's cliche to say, but I just focus each day by day.